This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Peace be on you, O Messenger of God. Peace be on you, O Leader Ali, who is the son-in-law of the Messenger of God, and the father of Leader Hussein. Peace be on you, O Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, that is the daughter of the Messenger of God. Peace be on you, O Leader Hassan, that is the grandson of Messenger of God. And peace be on you, O Leader Hussein, that is the grandson of the Messenger of God, the martyr of Karbala. And peace be on you, on all the martyrs of Karbala, and all the ladies, and all the children who showed the entire sacrifice for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stood against oppressors of the time, and showed the entire world the meaning of Karbala. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, this is For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. What are the lessons that we have learned from the event of Karbala? There are points today that I will be mentioning, and this is really important, dear brothers and sisters, because the event of Karbala is really very important in the history. After Muawiyah's death, who were the biggest enemy of Ahlul Bayt, his son Yazid declared himself the caliph. And after that, he demanded allegiance from everyone. Everyone started giving him bed, that is allegiance, that you are the khalifa and the ruler of the Muslims, except Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam decided to go on for a journey to Mecca so that he can talk to the people, because the time of Umrah was there, the time was Hajj was getting close. So when he started the journey, his sister Bibi Zainab salamullah alayha and his Bani Hashim companions and the family, everyone joined him, women and the kids and men. When he went to Mecca and he was started propagating the message of Islam, he got a lot of letters from the people of Kufa. Kufa was one of the cities in Iraq, where people said, "We do not like the leadership of Yazid. We do not accept his allegiance. Ya Imam Hussein, please come and help out and be a leader." When Imam Hussein started going and turned around and went, wanted to go to Karbala, so what happened is that Hur stopped him. When he stopped him, he really did not know the reality of Imam Hussein, and they had the conversations and conversations. And then Hazrat Hur started realizing that Imam Hussein is at the right path and Yazid is at the wrong path. So there was a lack of food, lack of water. And then Hazrat Hur realized that he was on the wrong path helping Yazid, and went on the side of Imam Hussein and fought for Imam Hussein. So what are the lessons that we learn? Today, I'm just going to talk about this point, which is so important that we have to keep it in our hearts. First point, being punctual in a salat. This is the biggest lesson that we got from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It was a time of war where he was being attacked. The men were being attacked and they were protecting the women and ladies. What happened? The time of azan came. And Imam Hussein said, "Stop. The first thing we have to do is offer salat." And this hypocrite, the people and the army of Yazid, they said, "No, this man, Imam Hussein, is actually a kafir, a non-believer. Don't let him offer the salat." And they started attacking him by the arrows. Because of the attack, the companions of Imam Hussein surrounded him so that he can peacefully offer the salat. And Imam Hussein offered the salat. So this is the biggest lesson that we get from Imam Hussein. Even at the time of war, don't abandon your salat. Now we take this in the day-to-day life when we are working, where we are at college, and we are at schools. Many questions come from the youth. How can we offer salat when we are at colleges, when we are at work, especially with the owner who's a non-Muslim? So this is what Imam Hussein teaches us. Don't take permission from before itself, that when the time of salat comes during the time of Zuhr, when we are there, we would be using the office or a place, or give them a place so that they can offer salat. And that is actually appreciated by the employers, you know. So the employees should have a connection with the employer, taking the permission beforehand, whether you are at work, whether you're at college, whether you're at school, because salat is really very important. So this is one of the points, and I will be talking about all the points one by one. We're talking about being punctual for salat. importance that we have to give to the salah that we learn from Bibi Zainab, salamullah alayha. Bibi Zainab, she was unable to walk. Why? Because of the tragedy she was going through, because of the whipping that she was getting, you know, because of the protection that she was giving to the ladies and the children, because all the men were dead. They were martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in that kind of condition, she was doing all her mandatory salat, and even the salat that was actually just not mandatory, that is option, that is the night prayers, which is done after the 12 a.m. in the night. So this is what we learn from the event of Karbala. No matter what kind of a situation you have, give importance to your salat in your day-to-day life. When you are traveling, stop at one spot, do your wudu, take permission from the gas station or anywhere. If it's a park, don't worry about anyone. People will respect you because you're praying God. If someone comes and asks you, why are you praying? Tell them, we are praying because we to show our humility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessings He has given to us. Don't be scared to do your prayers, and don't wait until you come home to do your prayers. This is the first point. The second point is loving our brothers and sisters in Islam and humanity. Now, wait a minute. Why the companions of Imam Hussein, why the family of Imam Hussein told him when he was traveling from Medina to Mecca that, Ya Imam, take us with you. You're not going alone. The woman says, we want to come. The children said, we want to come. The men says, we want to come. The companion said, why? Because of the love and compassion he used to give to the people. People loved him so much that people said, Ya Imam, we cannot live without you. A city without you is like nothing. Take us with you. Why? Because the love he used to give it to everyone. This is very important, dear brothers and sisters.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
This is an example that Ahlul Bayt is giving to us. Imam is giving to us that love each other, help each other. This is actually one of the, you know, point that Bibi Zainab Salamullah Alayha gave before marriage. Before she got into marriage contract, she says, I will be with the Imam of my time, that is Imam Hussein. If he travels for that event of Karbala, I will be with him. You know, this is what he told before marriage, that I'm not going to leave the company of my brother. That will be the present Imam of the time. She knew what she was talking about. How we have to, how they taught us to love, the love between brothers and sisters, the love between each other, how Muslims should love each other. It is very important during the tough time. You know, there's one example. We have heard about many narrations, about many hadiths, that when the companions of the Imam wanted to go and help the Imam of the time, but Imam said, did not even like wanted to meet him. Then this companions, then the people says, Ya Imam, we want to meet you. Why are you ignoring us? Why don't you want to meet us? And then Imam replied, don't you remember that Muslim man came to help, want to ask to help from you, and you denied to help him? So that those people used to go back, help that Muslim man, and then come back. Then Imam used to help, and Imam used to meet them. So this is very important. You know, this is what we understand. Ahlul Bayt get upset with us. If one of your following brother Muslim or a Muslimah wants to come and ask help from us, help them. Don't ignore them. Important is salarham, having, you know, not with your relative, making connection with your relatives. Brothers and sisters, this is important, especially the Shia people, all the Sunni people. Think about yourself. If you're going for a ziyarat to meet Imam Hussein or Imam Reza or Bibi Zainab Salamullah Alayha, think about yourself. Are you in connection with all your relatives? Do you have good ties with your brothers, sisters, with your other relatives? Are you calling them and saying them bye-bye, you know, and bidding them farewell that I'm going for ziyarat of Imam of Ahlul Bayt? Are you doing that? Oh, no, you just say that I'm not in connection with my relatives and I don't care. I don't like that person. And you are even directing your kids, your daughters and your son, not to be in contact with your relatives. And you're just going yourself, you know, just cutting out your connection with relatives and going out for ziyarat. Think about it, dear brothers and sisters. Ahlul Bayt did not like that behavior when they were alive and people used to go and meet them. They did not even meet them by saying, did you help your relative when they came to ask you they wanted help? You did not. That person had to go back, help the relative and then come back and then Imam used to meet them. Now that Imam is not alive in this world, when you go for ziyarat, just think about it. If your du'as are not being accepted, think about your iman. You know, this is really very important. Keep your ties with your relative. Help a Muslim fellow brother and sister if they come asking for help. This is important. This is what we learn from Karbala. This is what we learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is what we learn from Bibi Zainab salamullah alayha. Look at the beauty and the power of a woman. She was an example of a woman. She's a symbol of a woman. All men are shaheed, martyr, dead. She's alive. She's over there. She is, Imam Zainul Abidin is alive. He's a man, but he's so weak. He can't even walk. You know, he had no allow. Imam did not allow him to go for war. You know, he couldn't. Sometimes he used to pass out. Sometimes he used to be up. Bibi Zainab salamullah alayha is protecting the entire camp, protecting the women, protecting the kids. She's over there when the women are being whipped. You know, when Bibi Zainab is being whipped, Bibi Umme Kulsoom, her sister, comes and says, stop whipping my sister. This is the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is the daughter of Bibi Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. If you want to whip anyone, whip me. And that person started whipping Umme Kulsoom salamullah alayha. That Bibi Sakina witnessed this event and said, I have seen the back of my auntie Umme Kulsoom got blackened because of this whipping. This was the unity between them, all the people, all the companions. You know, they were women and they were kids. How you bestow your love for each other. You know, this is the love we are supposed to have for each other within the community. Unfortunately, when we see, when we go to the mosque, standing up for Jamaat Salat, and we have no love for each other, you know, we don't even turn around to say, Salam, sister. Salam, brother. Is there anything I can help you with? If you have, think about your own neighbor. If you have neighbors, find neighbors around you. Do they know you? Do they not? Do you knock at the door and giving them food or asking them if they any help? Let me know. You know, if you are in need, let me know. I'm just right here. You know, inviting them to your house, inviting your relatives to the houses. This is really very important because the event of Karbala is not just an example of Matam. It's an example of many things. And the second point proved that you have to have love for each other. Because when Imam Zamana, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when he reappears, inshallah may Allah hasten his reappearance, we have to be united. And unity comes with love for each other. That's all the time we have, brothers and sisters. In the next episode, I will be talking from the third point. Until then, Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. Oh. All I need to be all so I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. Cause your love is all I need. Your love is all I need.